A very limited idea of what a computer actually was, as did we all. I thought it was a kind of elaborate adding-up machine. And that is exactly how personal computers, a misleading term as applied to almost any machine we've seen so far, were for a while developed, as super adding machines with a long feature list. Then, as our ability to manipulate numbers with these machines became more sophisticated, we wondered what might happen if we made the numbers stand for something else. Like, for instance, the letters of the alphabet. Bingo! An extraordinary, world-changing breakthrough! We realized we had been myopically short-sighted to think this thing was just an adding machine. It was something far more exciting. It was a typewriter! So we began to develop it as a super typewriter, with a long and increasingly incomprehensible feature list. Users of Microsoft Word will know what I'm talking about. The next breakthrough came when we started to make these numbers, which were now flying round inside these machines at insane speeds, stand for the picture elements of a graphical display. Pixels! Aha, we thought. This machine turns out to be much more exciting even than a typewriter. It's a television, with a typewriter stuck in front of it. And now we have the World Wide Web. The only thing I know of whose shortened form, WWW, takes 3 times longer to say than what it's short for. And we have yet another exciting new model. It's a brochure! A huge, all-singing, all-dancing, hopping, beeping, flash-ridden brochure. Of course, the computer isn't any of these things. These are all things we were previously familiar with from the real world, which we have modelled in the computer, so that we can use the damn thing. Which should tell us something interesting. The computer is actually a modelling device. Once we see that, we ought to realise that we can model anything in it. Not just things we are used to doing in the real world, but the things the real world actually prevents us from doing. What does a brochure prevent us from doing? Well, first of all, its job is to persuade people to buy what you have to sell, and do it by being as glossy and seductive as possible, and only telling people what you want them to know. You can't interrogate a brochure. Most corporate websites are like that. Take BMW, for instance. Its website is gorgeous and whizzy, and it won't answer your questions. It won't let you find out what other people's experience of owning BMWs is like, what shortcomings any particular model might or might not have, how reliable they are, what they cost to run, what it's like in the wet, or anything like that. In other words, anything you might actually want to